Chris Spencer.
What's up, Chris? How you doing, my man?
Man, it's cold in your little city.
You came at the right time, man. You came right when the storm hit.
God, I'm like, is our plane bringing this snow? Because it wasn't like that at first.
No, it was real yesterday, and then it just went away. Now the sun's out like nothing happened, bro.
Yeah, I prayed. I prayed to Jesus. Yes. If one more person brings me some Gates barbecue, I'm going to lose my mind, though.
I'm about to say, how many pounds you done gained since eating all this barbecue here, my man?
I only been here a day. There's a package down here, some Gates barbecue. I'm like, I didn't order that. Yeah, your cousin, Twan, said that you really enjoyed
it. You got to get Gates when you in town. If y'all ain't on about now, Chris Spencer's on the phone with us, Comedy Club of Kansas City this weekend. He is in town bringing all the funniness with him off that plane. Chris, how you feeling, my man?
I'm superb, man. I just directed my first feature. I'm excited. Starring Wesley Snipes and Tiffany Haddish and four of your favorite comedians, Gary Owens, Bill Bellamy, Faison, and J.B. Smoove. Then Real Hustlers of Hollywood just came back out.
Yes,
it's on BET Plus, and we get to cuss now, like real cussing. So I'm just so glad to be here. This is like my second stop. I'm about to do a Netflix special, and everybody's like, "Well, have you been to the Comedy Club of Kansas City?" I was like, "Absolutely not, but I will go." So I'm here.
People don't know about the history, man. You got a lot of history. You talking actor, comedian, writing, producing, and now you say directing your first feature film. Tell me about this film, man.
It's basically Magic Mike meets the Full Monty. You got these guys who were some male exotic dancers back in the day, and the woman who put them on, their hotel is going to get sold to some greedy ass buyers, and then it's basically a reunion show. And it was originally called one of them has a big old so it was originally called My Magic Johnson, but I called Magic and he's like, "No, you can't do that." Say, "Yeah, why don't you call it AC Green or something?"
Oh, yeah. Look.
You ain't going to be calling it my name. Call it Larry Drew. He's in Kansas City.
Yes. Shout out to Larry Drew, man.
There's so many good, great actors in it. You're going to love it.
Tell me how you got back Real Husbands of Hollywood back out there, man, because I love that series.
I said, Kevin, my kids need to continue. I'm losing money, and I can't afford these payments for their braces. I need to come back to do the show. He's like, "All right, man, let me do Jumanji 9.
Right.
And a couple of other things, and then I'll be back." And he, true to his word, he came back.
How fun is that on the set when you're having all these comedians together? Crazy.
Let me tell you what's fun about the show. Not only is it, it's semi-scripted, right? It's a full reality show, right?
Uh-huh.
But these guys have the most incredible ability to ad-lib, right? And then what we do, sometimes you see some real reactions because I'll go whisper, or some of the writers will whisper, "Mention the fact that Kevin got a DUI," or go up to Boris or go up to Dwayne and say, "Do a t-shirt joke." Like, and you will see them go, oh, y'all playing dirty. So it is fun all day long. Like, there should be a show about the behind the scenes of the show.
Oh, that would be lovely. They can make fun of themselves and they all enjoy
Absolutely.
It. That's the one thing
Absolutely.
I love the show about the most.
Yeah. Here's so funny. I was just watching an episode a while back, and it was Faith Evans, and she was at the hospital, and Nick was dying. Now, this is a joke I wanted to do. I was afraid to do, and I asked her after, and she said, "Oh, you could have did that." The joke was, "Oh, I can't believe my friend Nick is dying." And Kevin was going to go, "Hey, man, no biggie." So I was afraid to say that. Come on, no biggie. She died laughing. And I was like, damn it, we should have put that on the air.
Those are the jokes that you always think about when you go back to your career, right, Chris? Like, if I would have put this in there, how funny this would have been more now. Okay.
Exactly.
That's crazy. So when can we expect the Netflix special?
I think I'm going to shoot it in June or July, either L.A. or Miami, maybe during the American Black Film Festival out there.
Okay.
And it'll be up to Netflix to, you know, when they decide or when does it fit in their schedule.
That's lovely, man. I can't wait to see you do your thing over there. Chris Spencer, he's going to be in town. How many shows you got this weekend, Chris?
I had five until Frosty the Snowman came last night.
Jack Frost came through, huh?
Yeah. He's cold-blooded. So I got two tonight, 7 and 9:30, and two tomorrow, 7 and 9:30. And I want a comedian named Shorty from Jersey. You may have seen him on Kevin's Heart of the City. Okay. He's hysterical.
So make sure y'all get on comedyclubkc.com so you can find out how you can get your tickets to see Chris Spencer this weekend. Matter of fact, Chris, I already hooked somebody up the other day with some tickets, and I told him, you probably remember my man from Don't Be a Menace While Drinking Your Juice and stuff. So he said, yes, I remember that dude. So if you got somebody come to you, say something to you crazy, you know what it is.
Yeah, they go. Everybody comes to me all the time. Excuse me, sister. Can you tap that white girl for me?
Yes. My beautiful milk of magnesia.
My milk of magnesia. When the devil made you, he broke the mold.
Chris,
there was so much stuff that was cut out.
Yes, tell me real quick.
Oh, there was one scene when Marlon and Sean first came to meet me, and I was doing a speech. I'm like, we got to start doing our own stuff, right? We need to sell our own coke. We need to grow our own cocaine. We need to have a plane that goes from Bogota, Colombia, that lands right here on Crenshaw. We need to destroy ourselves.
I love that movie, Chris. That is definitely, man, a classic, dog. You've been involved with lots of classics, bro.
Thank you, man. Yeah, I've been very, very fortunate.
Hey, if we could all have the career that you had, we'd all be living that life, bro. It's glad
Don't
to have you on the phone with
Don't
me.
Don't make me blush.
I go back to Vibe, man. I go all the way back with you with Vibe, bro, in college.
Damn. So you must be, you old enough to have an immunization shot on the left side of your arm.
Yes, that is correct. Okay. That is correct. Okay, good. I remember they was talking about polio.
So when are you coming? When are you coming?
I'm going to try sneaking there tomorrow night if I can, my mans. I'm going to see if I can get me a babysitter so I can try sneaking there and check you out, my man.
Bring the baby. I got some clean material, too.
Hey, I believe that. He probably need to hear all the material, man. Life is real out here, Chris. He need to hear all of it.
I heard that. Well, listen, I appreciate you bringing me on your show, man, and I look forward for an incredible show tonight.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on here, man. You have a good weekend. Don't stuff yourself too full.
Oh, yeah, let me get my
full social
media following.
Yes, let them know.
My publicists will get mad. So Instagram, The Real Chris Spencer. Facebook is just Chris Spencer. If he just got out of jail, MySpace, Chris Spencer. And then if you're older than 58, Black Planet,
yes!
Chris Spencer.
Hey, bring Black Planet back, man. Let's make it happen. 2022, yes. Bring it back.
Yes.
Chris, have a good weekend, man. We'll talk to you
later.
Thank you,
brother. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
All right, now.